And Mark, how did you happen to come?
Well, when I was in high school, a very close friend of mine was Raphael Rudd, whose parents had met Baba in the 50s in Myrtle Beach.
Raphael is your close friend?
Yes, we're very close friends.
He's the one who plays piano and
everything? He plays the harp.
Harp.
And so I was always invited over to Baba gatherings at their house, Baba's birthday party. And Baba's picture was everywhere in the house. So we'd go to the bathroom and there would be, "Don't worry, be happy." And little by little, I just started to feel for Baba. And as a matter of fact, they have this picture right above you here of Baba in the mountains.
Yeah.
Right over their dining room table.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, this was after several years I had been coming over to the house, I was just looking at it. And I started just to feel this beautiful love coming out of it. And I felt, you know, Baba like come out of the picture a little bit into the room. And I just went like that. And then it was gone again. It was normal. But that's how my first feelings towards Baba, I guess, was like that. And it just developed, continued to grow. I would talk to Virginia about Baba. And when I was a senior in high school, Raphael came to India in the summertime. And when he came back, he had had this experience at Baba's tomb, where he had put his head on Baba's tomb, and he just felt like he was totally merged with Baba, and he felt a lot of love. And he felt, in his own mind, I think for the first time, he felt that Baba was the avatar. Because he had kind of grown up with Baba.
Yeah.
And, you know, he believed, but he had never really experienced, you know, in that way. So he came back from India, and he told me about it. And that made a big impression on me. I kept thinking about it. And,
which year was that?
That was, I think, 74. And then we both went to college together, to Manhattan School of Music. And we were very close. And
you also play harp?
Piano.
You play piano.
Play the piano. Mm-hmm. And you know, he would tell me about Baba, and every time I would be at the house there, Harold would, you know, keep talking about Baba. And Virginia would, you know, be always talking about Baba.
How are they both, Harold and Virginia?
Pretty well. They're gonna move to Myrtle Beach, actually.
Must be rather old.
Within a year.
Yeah.
Virginia's retiring this year.
Yeah. And Harold, still strong?
Yeah, he's still okay. But that particular year, that first year of college, I had injured my neck.
Mm.
So it was very difficult for me to practice. I had a lot of pain in my head. And I was kind of depressed, in a way, you might say. And then one night, Raphael stayed over in my room, and it was Raphael's birthday. It was in September, and the next day he left and went back to where he was staying, and I slept in that same bed, and I had this dream of Baba.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that that's the way it happened until afterwards. The next day I said, oh yeah, it was his birthday, and you know, he slept in the bed. And he was like my connection to Baba as well. And I was just, all of a sudden, I found myself climbing like a hill. It was very desert-like. It's kind of like Seclusion Hill. I didn't really know about Seclusion Hill at the time. But it was very barren landscape. And kind of steep and rocky and a lot of dust. But it was real effortless for me to climb up. I just felt like I was being pulled up.
You know,
just kind of flying almost. And everything became whiter and whiter. It was very light. And it just was becoming more and more beautiful the more I went up. And then all of a sudden, Baba just came and he just gave me a big hug. And I just totally broke down. It felt like everything I had suffered my whole life just came out in my tears. And I remember that next day I was just walking to school on Broadway in New York City, and I felt so great. I felt like I was just flying down the street, you know. And it stayed with me ever since then. It's about 10 years ago.
That's good. Very good.
But it was like a very emotional encounter that I had.
This is his first trip?
Yeah. Yes, his first trip.
Mm-hmm. Very fortunate.
Baba used to tell us, every now and again, yes, those would come along, but all this is nothing but a dream. I am in your midst. Pardon? What is she, what Judy says?
I just said that his dream was real.
Pardon?
His dream was the reality, because it's his dream. Yeah.
That's what Yaj was going to say.
His dream is the reality, and this is the dream.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt that. That was the most.
No, but this is. I'm coming to that point. It's not a dream. Yeah. What he would say about it. So all this is nothing but a dream, you'd say. My coming in the midst of you all is also a dream. I'm telling you that all this is nothing but a dream. In your dream. And this dream is a very significant dream. Likewise, when you have sleep dream, this is called the awakened dream, this whole thing. So when you dream in your sleep, and when I appear in the dream, it is a significant dream.
It woke me up like
don't take it as a dream.
Yeah,
like, know that it has a meaning.
It's like a visitation. It woke me up and I just like I couldn't, you know, I had to like bring myself back down to realize where I was.
Judy, you also came with Mark?
To India?
Huh?
Yeah.
What brought you here?
How did I find out about Baba?
Yeah.
Yeah. I graduated from self-work school. I was very tired, and I felt like I needed to stretch a lot, and stretch my body. So I took yoga lessons, and I didn't know what kind of yoga lessons they were going to be. But before the lessons, my teacher would chant and light incense and put a picture up, but you know. Of Muktananda, I don't know who he was, but I always get a nice feeling, a very nice feeling when I would go to the sessions, and I start to become aware that I was like searching for something again, and I would not feel it that way at home, I'd only feel that way in the yoga sessions, and I met Barry Selman, and I started telling him that I started reading these things about Muktananda. I was going to go to the Muktananda ashram. So I went to see what was there. And he said, no, no, don't go there. Let me tell you about Mayor Baba.
Who said that?
Barry Selman.
Barry Selman.
I think he was here last year.
Yes.
And so I said, okay, listen. And I said, this sounds right to me. You know, all my life I've rejected a lot of different things. You know, I felt that there was God, but sometimes I didn't. But this sounds like it makes sense. It didn't say, you know, that this religion was wrong and that religion is right. And he said everything was God. And then I went to the Myrrh Beach. And I saw films of Baba and I met everybody. And I felt like everybody, I felt like I had a family. Like I, that everyone was my family. I felt like I was with my family. It was just my team, that I had. You know, I think when I was on the way home that I started really feeling like, you know, Baba's love. And that just went on from there. That was 1982.
1982.
Not too long ago.